Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. My
Hello?
name is Alex, and I'm Hi, good afternoon. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, with which political party are you registered with?
Republican.
Republican. Okay, perfect. Now, the first question of the survey, okay, says, As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in St. Louis County on Tuesday, August the 20th? If you already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well.
And you, I did that. I did that. I voted already.
Oh, you voted, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and just to make sure that we stick with all the ages, what is your age?
What are your brackets? I'm not going to tell you.
I mean, I just have to put the number.
over 60.
Over 60? Okay, not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
2 years of college.
From college? Okay. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can let me know. First person,
okay.
Richard Del Toro. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about this person?
Favorable.
Favorable. Is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. How about Kathy Townsend?
Somewhat favorable.
How about Ken Mascara?
Ken Mascara, did you say?
Yeah. Yeah, Ken Mascara,
no,
yeah.
No. Not favorable.
Not favorable? Is it somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Is this going to take
okay.
very long?
How about
how much longer is this going to be?
Approximately, it's going to take like 5 minutes, but I'll do my best to have this done quickly.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it? What about Linda Barr?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. How about Kate Pearson?
No. Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. Now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell about Kate Pearson?
Well, he doesn't answer questions. He's hiding something. I don't know what, but he's not.
Okay. Is hiding something. There we go. Okay, taking notes. Now, what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I haven't heard anything negative about him.
Okay.
He's supposed to be the police chief. He's our police chief.
Okay, you will now be asked a few short questions about upcoming August Republican primary elections. From whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Louis County Commission District 3? Linda Barnes, Erin Ann Lowry?
The first one.
First one, thank you. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5. Kathy Townsend, or Audra Macon?
Townsend.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? Kate Person.
Del Toro.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kate Person is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff?
I'm neutral. I don't know what. I disapprove.
Disapprove? Okay. Is somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Now, from the following list that you have seen, read or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks. If you haven't seen, read or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate that as well. Options are, ad received something in the mail, received a text message.
The mail.
The mail.
Mail, and I've seen signs.
Okay, perfect. And did what you see, read or heard recently, make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely,
somewhere more likely. And can we get to the end already? Because I really have to leave.
We're at 90%, so we're almost over. Okay. Yeah, so probably it's going to take less than 3 minutes or two. From the following list, what you have seen, read, or heard about Kate Person and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Kate,
I've seen everything about him. I don't like him.
Okay, so the options are: I saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message,
mail, the mail, text message,
mail,
yeah, and newspaper.
Okay, and did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for a Kate Person in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Less likely.
Is it somewhat or much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, to finish, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions, okay, before we finish, for just classification purposes only. If you were labeled yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Is it somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. What is your main racial background?
My name? I'm not giving you my name.
No. Your main racial background. Like if you're African American, Asian American, Hispanic, Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Thank you. We appreciate your time. This concludes the survey. We appreciate your opinions and have a good evening.
You too, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.